the first thing I need is your first and last name.
Gilda.
I am a G-E-I-E. G-E-I-E-R-N-A-N-N.
Okay. And your age?
84.
Well, have you been living in Monroe County all your life?
Except for 1920. I was in Kalamazoo during my training in nursing and then afterward too working there.
Okay. Were you born in Michigan?
Yes, in Navy.
Okay. And I would imagine your nationality is American and everything else. Okay. And she said you were an RN?
That's right.
Okay. Were you married at all?
No.
Okay. Your father's name?
Nicholas it was.
And was he born here?
He's born in Navy.
Oh goodness, you know where your grandfather was born?
In Germany, I think.
What was your mother's name?
Josephine.
And she was born in Germany too? He was in Navy. Okay, my fault. That's the same thing. Okay. The thing we just want to talk about is just to get an overview of the way things were back around the 20s and the 30s. The first thing is like, what was the situation here during the war, during the First World War, when most of the men were gone? What did a lot of the women do?
Well, my mother, my dad died in 19, he died, I forgot how many years ago. I'm 84 and he died when I was 10 years old. And my mother was on the farm with my brother and sisters. There were a total of seven.
You had seven brothers and sisters with you?
I had four brothers and three sisters. And she was there on the farm during the war.
So all she did was just work on the farm the whole time?
Well, she would help with some relatives, helped her with the farm after my dad died.
Were there any problems with minorities or blacks? What did you notice, like, I would guess in the town, as far as the treatment of blacks, were they treated?
We didn't have any blacks, maybe.
You didn't have any black people around? Yeah, I'm sure there weren't very many. What usually consisted a typical day in your family?
Well, that's kind of hard to remember to say because we went to school, maybe, and mostly going to school and doing the little things you have to do before you go to school when you come home. We went to school in Navy. And then we had things to do on the farm after we came home and before we went to school. Aside from that, it wasn't very much.
There was just chores and...
Yes.
Moving around. Did your family ever... Like, what was the... Around the 20s and 30s, how was the technology increasing? Did that have any effect on your family, or were you just...
I don't think I did.
Such as radios and TV.
We had radio. I don't remember when we got TVs, but we had a radio. It wasn't too much.
Yeah. How big a part was the radio to the family?
How big a part was it?
Yeah, was it a big influence? Did the family huddle around all the time at a certain time?
Sometimes it was in the evening, but not a lot.
Yeah. What did you usually do as a social life?
We didn't have any social life.
You just worked on the farm all the time?
Yes, and then I don't remember much about it because it's still so long ago.
I guess then it'd be a little bit easier to talk about times in the 30s and 40s.
Well, North is an echo, nurse 8, in
the, like around the area of the Depression, did that hit your family very hard?
Yes, it did, just like everybody else. We got along, but we had enough to eat and all that. But I said to my brother not too long ago, how did Mom ever take care of us? He said because she was a good manager. And she did. We didn't have a lot of luxuries and all that, but we had plenty to eat, clothes to wear, but and of course, what she got from the farm.
Yeah, so the farm must have helped a lot to get
through.
It didn't
help a lot, but it did help.
The people who had most of the influence in that time period, I guess around, you know, the really important people in the world at that time, around the 30s and 40s, that were prominent in news and stuff.
Gosh, I don't remember that.
Like, the presidents and...
Yeah, I don't even remember who the president was.
The 30s, I believe. We had Roosevelt.
Yeah, I remember them talking about Hoover.
Because
I guess he wasn't all that the people expected him to be. It's hard to remember all the way back that far.
Yeah. How did your family come to settle in Monroe?
I don't know. You mean the family back?
Yeah, you moved from Navy.
Here?
Yeah, Navy to Monroe.
Well, my brother, one brother, came to work here in Monroe, and he worked in the paper mill. He married, and then the rest of them, my other brother was in Detroit, and then my other two brother brothers stayed on the farm. And then my brother, my one brother owned the farm. He finally bought it himself. And he farmed it, and also he had a milk route, which he took from whole milk from around Navy and into Toledo. Then eventually he retired from that. But then he finally got to the point where he retired from and sold the farm. He sold that not too many years ago. Then he bought a house here in Farm, a house here in Monroe. In the meantime, my mother had died. My sister died. And my other sister moved to, got married and lived in Ohio. And my brother was out on the farm. Then my other brother helped him on the farm. He was on the farm until his health failed and he had cancer and wasn't very well for quite a while. He died about 3 years ago. And then the farm, the house now belongs to my other brother here in Monroe.
Do you remember anything about the Newton strike in particular in 1937 here, or did you live in Navy?
I didn't know anything about a strike.
Okay, because that was, it was just a, it was one of the worst strikes in Monroe, where we had to have security called in from national security come in, and it was a pretty big deal here.
I remember that. What year was that?
No, 1937.
Well, I was in Kalamazoo then, I think.
Well, so you might not have heard much about it. What would happen on holidays? Were holidays important to your family, like Christmas?
No, not special. They usually, well, they might have gone on a picnic or gone visiting, something like that. But nothing special is a rule.
So you just kept holidays more or less as a, you would just observe it and probably do one small thing for each other.
Yeah.
What was your role on the farm as far as what chores would you have to do usually?
Well, wasn't on the farm after I was graduated from the 8th grade, and then I came here to Monroe at St. Mary's and worked part-time and went to school. And then after that, after I...
Shelley Turner, phone call line 1. Shelley Turner, line 1.
And spent 3 years in the school here. Then I went to Kalamazoo and went into nurse's training.
So the farm wasn't too big a part?
The what?
The farm wasn't too big a part of your life?
No.
Do you know Shelley by Isle of Roohead
today? Where did you go to school to get your... I'm trying.
In Kalamazoo at Borges Hospital.
And what usually would that consist of? What was your schooling like?
Well, we had classes. We had just like you would in any class or any education.
What did you drink this morning?
3 years of that, and then I had a postgraduate work in Chicago Lying In Hospital for 3 months, I think it was. But it was mostly just going to classes and demonstrations. It's like you get in any college or school.
Was it expensive to go to school at that time?
No. I don't remember. I don't think I paid except what I would need as far as I was maintaining myself was concerned. As far as the education, no, there was no cost for that. And nothing special.
Okay, now.
Do you remember anything about high school? Were the teachers strict, or did you just have to wear uniforms all the time?
No, we never wore uniforms.
I don't know what any of these people's high schools are.
Please?
At the academy? Or St. Mary's Academy?
No, I didn't wear.
I don't know if they read out, but
I worked part-time.
I know Ruth Dawson.
They had
the
uniforms for the students that were born there.
No. Okay, Estelle has had two. Or no, she's had three meetings.
What did you do when you worked part-time?
What about room or straight?
I never took straight on the word rehab that is.
And the halls and things like that.
Did you take straight on rehab?
And then going to classes too.
What was usually, like, the role of the family? What would the mother do and the father do and most of the children? When you were a child, like, what would the woman do and, like, the father and the children? Did they have certain responsibilities that each would have to do?
Well, yes. They had things to do that around the farm, because that's where they were most of the time. And help doing things that you have to do around the farm.
Do you remember anything? Like, did you ever see sporting events, or were sports any part of your life, like the sports heroes?
Well, just what they, among the neighbors and friends and relatives, what little bit they got themselves involved with, but nothing like they do today.
Yeah. How much would you make during your part-time job? How much money per hour did you make at that time?
There was no power to it. No fun. I had got my room in board when I was over here at the academy. And of course, my classes that I got took over there, I got that. But no actual money.
You would just more or less earn your keep?
That's right.
By working there?
The classes.
We talked about World War One. Did any of the other wars, like such as World War Two and the Korean War, did those have any effect on your family? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Everybody just was kind of.
My one brother was he enlisted, but he didn't pass the physical, so. And the other ones didn't even, I don't remember that they weren't involved in it though, actually. My one brother joined the, I don't know what kind of a, and he used to go to Grayling every summer for whatever time they had to go there for training. But aside from that, no, that was nothing active.
So your father never went in?
Oh, no.
Or, I guess, like, do you know how, since you have a German background, do you know how your grandparents came over, or?
I haven't any idea.
They just came across and they settled around in the Navy area?
Well, they didn't settle there. They thought they settled in the Navy, but they weren't sure. They're doing family background on now, and they think that they went to Ohio first and then came to Navy, but they weren't sure about it.
I would guess that's mostly what we just wanted to handle. We just wanted to get a small overview over just part of the past, and so you guys probably were just a simple farm family and you didn't get out very much at all.
Well, we got out, but not. We'd come to Monroe and go to towns around, but nothing. Especially if comes somebody wants to get in their room. We will be chairing.
Yeah. What was, when you would go into town, what would you usually do?
Well, nothing. Or they go to shows or something like that. But,
hi.
Hi. maybe some shopping or something like that, but nothing very much.
What kind of, what shows were popular around?
Oh, I didn't go to any of them, so I can't say.
You never went to them?
No. Not here in Monroe. When I went to Kalamazoo, I saw a lot of shows then. Not here.
What did you see in Kalamazoo? What
all the usual shows that were on at that time. I can't remember the names of any of them now, but there were a lot of shows we could go to.
What kind of, like, I would guess, you know, you were never married, but
no.
You probably had a few boyfriends back in,
not many,
around that time. What was, like, the typical, if you went out on a date or anything like that?
I didn't go out on many dates.
How did, like, you had a boyfriend, what was your relationship like?
I know there wasn't much in people to a show or something like that.
Because I know now the kids make a big deal out of
dating. We didn't have anything like that.
he would just come over to the house or something? Do you know why you never got married, or did you just never find the right man?
I never was asked. No, I never were. I was more or less interested in my education at that time, and real busy with that, so probably didn't have a lot of opportunity to go out like him. Would if he had more free time.
Yeah. Were you the only member of the family to get a good college education?
I didn't have a college education. I had high school and then nursing. But in college itself, no. My sister, mom's sister, but and nursing training too.
Francis is always on.
She trained at Toledo though.
What hospital did you work at?
Borges Hospital in Kalamazoo.
What was your duties up there, more or less?
Well, it depended on where I was working. We have to have experience in all the departments in classes.
Your glasses and your makeup's back in there.
What were your wages at that time?
You didn't get any wages.
You didn't get wages back then? At that time?
Not. Now we were in training.
When you worked at the hospital, during your job when you worked the whole time there.
When I first got started working, I worked in the, got $80 a month to start out. In room four. Well, that really wasn't much, but it was something anyway.
Was it enough to get by with the...
Well, you see, I roomed right there at the hospital. Or close by, so that I didn't have to worry about that. And it gave me a little spending money.
Yeah. So how many hours would you work? Would you work every day or just
days a week? Not to begin with, we didn't work every day. We might work a few hours, depending on the department we're in and how busy they were, and aside from our classes.
How did you get around at that time? Were there mass transit systems like buses or?
Yes. I didn't go home. When I went home, when I went to Kalamazoo, I stayed there for 1 year and I didn't come home. Then after after I came home once, I would come home on the bus to Ypsilanti or Ann Arbor and they would pick me up there.
So there was just a regular, you know, bus like we have now. This was, what year around was this that you were working at the hospital?
Oh, about 1930, I think.
How much was it for the bus ride from Kalamazoo back
home? I have any idea. I don't remember. I used to buy a bus quite a lot, but I haven't ridden the bus in years.
I would guess that's about all that I need to know.
You didn't get very much.
Yeah. Well, the only problem is that, you know, you lived a real simple life and you weren't involved a lot with technology and a lot of the coming of the times and stuff like that. Well, I guess that's all we can do. Thanks a lot for the interview.
You're welcome.